My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that low expectations are easy to meet. So when you are having a hard time meeting your daily goals, consider adjusting them downward. You may find that you accomplish more than when your goals are more ambitious. I'm sure many people listening to this podcast have heard the advice to set SMART goals, ones that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. This is wise advice. Sometimes, though, our calibration of what is attainable and realistic might be a little off. You may find yourself setting goals each day that seem doable, but that you haven't achieved by the end of the day. This can be discouraging. You may even feel frustrated or bad about yourself. After a few days or weeks of this, you may throw up your hands and stop caring about your goals. If you consistently fall short of your daily goals, eventually, your daily goals become more like daily wishes. You wind up viewing them as things that it would be nice to accomplish, but that you are not necessarily expecting to get to. You don't hold yourself to them. Your to-do list becomes meaningless. It is not what you are going to do today. So it is just a list of stuff. This is not a productive approach. Instead, when you find yourself discouraged because you keep not meeting your goals, consider lowering them. Ask yourself what is the lowest reasonable expectation you can set for yourself. Then, aim for that. I am talking really small. Instead of putting 100 things on your to-do list for tomorrow, maybe put 2 things. In the morning, you will draft an employee satisfaction survey. In the afternoon, you will lead the department meeting and complete the follow-up. You can aim low in your personal life, too. On Saturday, you will not redecorate your entire house. You will plant flowers in the planters on the front porch. Tonight, you will not hold yourself to anything other than calling your father to wish him a happy birthday. You get the idea. When the only thing on your to-do list for tonight is to wish your dad a happy birthday, how could you not get that done? When your only goal for tomorrow morning is to draft that employee satisfaction survey and that is it, you are highly likely to complete it. You can meet the low expectations. But here's the thing. Paradoxically, less can be more. If you intended to draft the employee satisfaction survey and develop a job description for a new position and create the agenda for the conference next week and write that memo about the annual review process and answer the 20 emails you flagged from Tuesday, you might not get to any of it. It feels overwhelming. But if you are expecting to just do the survey, you will do what you set out to do. And then who knows, maybe that sense of satisfaction will nudge you onward to do other things. Or it won't. but you will still be better off than if you did none of it. You'll start to become more confident in your ability to do the things you set out to do. You can start treating your to-do list as a contract with yourself. When you reach that state, it can be a real breakthrough. You can put some things on the list for 3 days from now and know they will absolutely still get done. You don't feel bad that you aren't doing them today because you know that whatever is on the list will happen. But the only way to truly hold yourself accountable to your to-do list is to make it short. And so you want to lower your expectations. Achieving little things in the short run means you can achieve big things in the long run because you keep moving forward. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.